France's startling figures. No surprise, though, that there is a serious problem with overcrowding. Give us a breakdown for the UK and how it affects Swansea in particular.
Well, the Howard League has published figures today, which are based on government statistics, so they're accurate, I would hope, that three quarters of the prisons in the country are overcrowded. And that's particularly focused on adult male prisons who are crammed into a decreasing number of establishments, but an increasing number of people. That creates a toxic mix. So, for example, Swansea Prison has places for 240 or so men, but is holding more than 400. So it's almost doubly overcrowded. These prisons were built in often in the 19th century. The cells are very small. That means you have two men in a small cubicle designed for one person. They have an open toilet there. They have to eat in that cell. And because of staff cuts, have been so swinging, people are spending almost all their time locked up in their cells.
Francis, what happens to these men? Does it breed contempt? Does it add to the problem? Do they want to reform?
I think if you treat people so badly, they're crammed into these disgustingly unventilated cells with nothing to do all day, with somebody else who's a complete stranger and just a toilet. If they're lucky, they have a television to keep them occupied, but that's, you know, hardly something. That's not exactly activities. They don't get out of their cells much. I mean, if we expect them to come out of that environment suddenly miraculously transformed into model citizens, I think we're living in cloud cuckoo land. What happens is that people's mental health deteriorates. If they have a drug problem, that gets worse because we know that that many prisoners are awash with drugs. It doesn't deal with their alcoholism. And increasing levels of violence inside prisons spill out onto our streets. Prisons are not different planets. They're part of our community. People go in and out, and the behaviour they learn in prisons with drugs and violence comes back onto the streets, and we all suffer the consequences.
There has been a rise in the number of suicide and self-harm incidents and also violent attacks behind bars. How can we stop this?
Well, overcrowding causes problems, particularly when there aren't enough staff to deal with it. So you may only have two or three prison officers on duty for maybe 200 or 300 prisoners at any one time. That means that if somebody is depressed or suicidal, they simply don't get picked up because there aren't enough staff to form relationships with them and to get to know them. So we know that people are dying as a result of the overcrowding and the understaffing. We know that violence levels have increased because people are frustrated and angry, and they take it out on each other or they'll take it out on staff. So we're putting staff in danger as well. And as I say, this kind of behaviour spills out back onto the streets when people are released. You and I are more likely to have our houses burgled, our handbags stolen, or to be assaulted in the street as a result of the prison conditions.
The Howard League for Penal Reform, what are the recommendations? What do you want to see? Evidently not cramming and not three people in a cell.
Well, what the Howard League is recommending is several things. First of all, the government must admit there's a problem. At the moment, ministers are sticking their fingers in their ears and going, la, 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 there's no problem. They're not listening. Well, the first thing to do is to, if you're going to solve a problem, you have to admit there is a problem. And that's the grown-up thing to do. And then we can work together to reduce the unnecessary use of prison, to support proper bail conditions, to make sure that people don't commit the crimes in the first place, instead of creating a cycle of crime where there are more victims. So let's work together and try and solve this problem.
Do you think the super prison in Wrexham or super prisons of that type are the way forward, that we need to get away from these Victorian type buildings?
Well, of course, what we know is that new prisons suffer just as much problems as old prisons. There was an alleged murder taking place. I saw it just a couple of days ago in a new prison. So they don't solve problems. You can't build your way out of an overcrowding problem. They get filled up before they're even built. The Howard League opposed the building of Wrexham Prison because that was a site that could have been used for industry and employment and housing, which would have solved crime problems rather than created them. It's a terrible waste of taxpayers' money to build a new prison, which is, as I say, is being filled up even before it's built. So that's not the way. You cannot build your way out of this problem. You have to solve the problem at the early end rather than catching people as they come out.